When federal eviction protections expired July 24th, some cities took measures to protect renters at risk of losing their homes. Not Houston, where renters make up half the city's population. Houston Public Media's Jen Rice reports.
Cameron Mollick lost his job at an accounting firm in June during a round of COVID-19 layoffs. He supports his parents who live with him. He was still waiting for his first unemployment check. He explained this to his landlord.
She's like, I don't care. It's your responsibility. I don't care the financial crisis that you have.
If Mollick lived in Austin or Dallas, Los Angeles or Chicago, his landlord wouldn't be able to evict him yet because those cities, along with many others across the country, have enacted emergency renter protections. And in cities like New York, Seattle, and Minneapolis, renters are still protected under state moratoriums. Houston is the largest city in America where renters don't have any state or local eviction protections in place during the pandemic. When asked why last month, Mayor Sylvester Turner pointed to a COVID-19 housing task force made up of landlords, renter advocates, and local officials.
We have started a task force between the county and the city, and we'll see what comes from that.
So task force members rushed to draft an ordinance before federal protections expired, giving renters a grace period, and unanimously recommended that the mayor pass it. Here's Rick Campo, the CEO of Camden Property Trust. He co-chairs the task force.
It has all of the constituents who oftentimes don't agree. They agreed, right? Which is interesting and good.
But Turner rejected their recommendation. At a recent press conference, I asked him why.
Who is not asking for this ordinance?
Well, I have a number of stakeholders around my board, too, and there's 16 council members. And I don't think any of the council members, neither have I, obligated my responsibility.
But city council members do support a grace period, says council member and housing committee chair Tiffany Thomas.
He knows the majority of us are in support. Absolutely.
The mayor argues a grace period makes things worse for renters because rent accumulates and people end up owing more money at the end. Zoe Middleton is with the renter advocacy group Texas Housers. She wants a grace period ordinance, but she's not surprised the mayor opposes it.
It's just inconsistent with the mayor's worldview. He believes, like, very strongly markets will regulate themselves and that landlords will voluntarily enter into agreements with their tenants.
He's historically been favorable to the development community and to the business community in the city.
That's University of Houston political science professor Brandon Rottinghouse.
In this case, seems like they tend to agree that there should be some kind of rent moratorium. So I guess that's the real question is, like, you know, who is he specifically listening to when, as a larger community, they tend to back there being a moratorium?
But Rottinghouse says the mayor has almost total control over what the council can vote on, and he's kept a grace period off the agenda. But he has put in place a $15 million rent relief program, with another $20 million going out soon. That funding goes to landlords, not renters. Housing advocate Zoe Middleton says the rent relief is great, but it's not either or. Renters need a grace period, too. Cameron Mollick, the renter facing eviction, is now moving out, while taking care of his parents and trying to find a new job.
I'm very anxious. I don't know what to do.
He said the stress was so bad he even went to the ER recently with a severe headache. His eviction case is scheduled for the end of August, and he decided to move to Dallas. For Here and Now, I'm Jen Rice.